We're going to have a little talk of process here now at the end of the hour. Perhaps the Super Tuesday shenanigans and the results say only one thing definitively, that the best way to get a clear sense of voter sentiment in the U.S. is to shorten the election altogether and have a national nominating process, one primary followed by one convention for each party. Joining us now from Rhode Island is someone who thinks so, Brown University political science professor James Marone. Welcome to the program, Professor.
Hey, good to be here.
So it was already alluded to on this program that the Republicans are wishing, many of them openly, that this process could be shortened and wouldn't have to go on for so long and that it's taken a toll on all of the candidates. But you make a more nuanced point, and that is that historically speaking, the Republicans are in a bit of the same predicament that the Democrats were in after 1972 when George McGovern almost, you know, took the Democratic Party out of existence in the Nixon landslide. Explain.
Yes, that's right. The Democrats in the 1970s were a party deeply divided. They had a very liberal wing, and then they had a much more moderate, you could call them establishment wing. And they kept tinkering with the rules and actually made it possible for the very liberal wing to take over by the way they organized their primary rules. The great irony is that the Republican Party now appears to be doing what the Democratic Party was doing last time round, that is in the 1970s. They keep messing around with the rules and trying to find a way to make it, to bring the two rumps of the Republican Party together, the establishment, which just wants this thing over so they can get at Barack Obama, and the insurgents, those are the McGoverns of today, who really want to make sure they don't nominate another McCain, another moderate. They want someone who really reflects their views. And the interesting thing is this battle isn't only being fought out in terms of candidates running this time, it's also being fought out much more subtly in the way people are trying to massage the rules after each election. And I think the most interesting thing to be thinking about now, as you wearily wait for this to be over, is how the Republican Party is going to try to massage the rules next time round.
And let's talk about that for a minute, because even though Ron Christie earlier on the program suggested that everybody wishes that this was shorter, I mean, it's not as though you can go into a room with the Koch brothers or something and say, all right, we've decided, here's the candidate, 3 weeks, boom, now the convention. I mean, there are few options here on any sort of rule basis to shorten this. Why does a national primary seem to present itself as the obvious solution?
Well, let me just back up for a second and say something really important happened last night in terms of what the rules are going to be. We all thought that, or many people thought, that this would be Romney's knockout punch. He would then march to the nomination, and Romney's people would have an awful lot to say about how the rules got shaped. What last night told us is that Rick Santorum is going to be around for a long time. He's not going to win the nomination this time, but he's going to have a lot of people at the convention, and when it comes time to write the rules, he's going to be in the room.
Right.
So that's going to change all the calculations. What we thought yesterday doesn't go anymore today after Santorum won 3 states and came within a hair's breadth of taking Ohio.
And you've also got Gingrich, who's going to be very strong in the South next week. You know, you've got this sort of regional breakout. And when you get to the convention, there will no doubt be extraordinary political pressure to reflect this sort of regional division and diversity in the rules, and that, you say, is exactly the wrong way of getting a coherent process going.
Yes, that's exactly right. And very few people are seeing that far ahead. And they're wondering, gee, maybe the convention is going to be a brokered convention. Well, that's not going to happen. But something a little bit more surly, I think, is going to happen, which is you're going to have a lot of people in that big hall who don't like Romney. And that's going to make for a very complicated kind of process. This is not like Hillary and Barack coming together. This is two sets of delegates, Gingrich / Santorum on the one side and Romney on the other, who really could go at it with one another. That means that the leverage in that convention hall is much narrower on the rules, on the platform, and on the vice presidential choice.
All right, so it's certainly going to be a lot more entertaining for all of us to watch.
Yes.
So, James, we've established that there is chaos. There is sort of slim majorities on all of these sorts of issues, which are going to play out in an entertaining and some would say politically significant way at the convention in Tampa. We asked you, though, as a political science professor at Brown University, for a song which you suggest might characterize the imperatives facing the GOP right now. And you gave us The Animals. We got to get out of this place. Let's listen.
We got to get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do. We
so how does the GOP do that? And thanks for that suggestion, by the way, James.
Yes. It's my 60s roots showing.
Indeed. You know, how do they get out of here?
I'm going to be a political scientist and say, you know, I'm not sure that this process is any worse than any other. So if you think one primary one day, which a month ago I thought that's the way to go, now you're thinking there have been so many different surges and so many different people coming up and down that a one-day primary actually could look pretty ugly because of all the different surges. I think Super Tuesday was right. And what we ought to be looking at for the Republicans is a large set of Super Tuesdays. That is, a set of regional primaries, one after the other, which would help tamp down the kind of great insurgency that comes from a small minority. Now, that only holds if you're thinking we want a more tame, more stable, more predictable party. The Republican Party that we used to know really believed that. If you're a Republican, you've got to make a choice now. And one half of the party is thinking, I'm not going to listen to that guy Marone. I want a party that's shaking the rafters, in which case this process is just what you want.
And that's what Sean Hannity says on Fox every single day. He says this is seasoning the candidates and making them better and tougher. Let me push back on you on one other aspect as well, James Marone. I mean, some would say that the fits and starts kind of quality of this primary process allows a toe in the water. Okay, you get a little data, then you make up your mind. Another toe in the water. Oh, that's a little more information. So the extended time allows you to acquire information and make maybe a better decision going forward, even though it looks like it's lurching all over the map with one candidate with momentum one week and the other with the other another week.
If you have a party that basically is in agreement, you're absolutely right. The problem is if you have a party that's really having this great big fight, the danger becomes, as you said at the top of this segment, that the party just bleeds its own opinion polls. I mean, you're watching Romney's numbers go down. His negatives are now 11 points higher than the positives. Hannity is whistling past the graveyard and saying this is only going to toughen folks. Up to a point that was true, it no longer seems to be true. It now seems that especially independents, who these guys are going to need in November, independents are just saying, okay, we've had enough of these guys. We haven't talked about one huge rule change that Republicans supported and are now coming back to bite them, and that's super PACs. They wanted campaign finance gone, and now they've that great curse. You get, be careful what you wish for, you may get it.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Without super PACs, this sucker would be over. And that's the other thing that you've got to factor in here. If I were the Republicans, I'd go back to the Supreme Court and say, never mind.
So the super PAC has the effect of accelerating precisely these dynamics of a division that you're talking about. All right, before we go, let's talk about one more thing here. And that is a lot of Democrats pointed out last night that there was division among the Democrats in the Obama-Hillary campaign contest, and that was immediately forgotten once the convention was over. Is that going to happen here?
I don't think so. One thing you saw was Obama and Hillary's numbers going up during that great process. So the process actually did help them, and it did toughen both candidates and made both candidates likable. That doesn't seem to be happening here, and I think it's because of the great division within the Republican Party and what the two sides are looking for, which is not one another.
James Marone, do they have any Republicans up there at Brown?
We've got two or three. We treat them very well.
All right. James Marone, political science professor at Brown University. Thanks so much. That was fascinating.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.